WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is wrapping up his France trip with a visit to pay respects at an American military cemetery. Last night, he attended
a glitzy state dinner at the Elysee Palace.
We won't stop working until all the hostages come home and a ceasefire is reached.
The U.S. and France are pushing Israel and Hamas to agree to a ceasefire and hostage swap deal.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe. Israeli forces did conduct a hostage rescue mission yesterday. In the process, though, killed and wounded hundreds of Palestinian civilians. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Sources tell CBS News the mission was conducted with U.S. intelligence support. Hamas said over 200 were killed.
The heat wave continues this week in the Southwest.
Monday into Wednesday, we have an excessive heat watch for areas across inland California, Bakersfield, Fresno, and many areas are going to be once again looking at triple-digit heat.
That's meteorologist Andrew Kozak. CBS News Brief, I'm Stacy Lynn.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Political parties, candidates, and civic engagement organizers are trying to connect with younger voters in small-town Wisconsin. More from Mike Mohn.
The Rural Democracy Initiative says 63% of rural youth are infrequent or uncommitted voters, and they're among the least contacted by both nonpartisan and political operations. The organization is behind a new effort to strengthen civic engagement for this demographic. Wisconsin-based groups are doing similar work. Emma Frederick with Leaders Igniting Transformation says rural college students from the western half of the state often feel overlooked.
They note that this is the first time that anyone's talked to them about voting. And while their parents might want to help or their parents don't know themselves, this is a new experience for them.
She says one of the main issues young voters from rural areas want addressed is a lack of resources in their hometown school districts. Nationally, RDI says these voters also prioritize health care, economic well-being, reproductive rights, and climate issues. Litz Crystal Egbo handles this form of outreach for Wisconsin's northeastern part of the state. She adds that in smaller communities that are becoming more diverse, there are calls for cultural needs to be considered.
They're also asking for having more diverse representation on their faculty and staff, having more diverse representation within local government and within community decision makers.
According to RDI, 24% of rural residents are people of color and many are immigrants. It also contends that young rural voters of color who lean towards pro-democracy policies are significantly underrepresented in elections. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers rallied to win again. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee won 5-4 over the Detroit Tigers on Saturday thanks to the bullpen and timely hitting by Jackson Churio, who drove in two runs in the top of the sixth inning to lift the Brewers to victory. Starting pitcher Freddy Peralta only made it to the fourth inning, but the bullpen got the job done.
You know, it tells you, you know, well-rested pen, and you got Koenig, Paredes, Hudson, Piamps, McGill. That's pretty good right there. And we had Hobie in the wings in case anything got wobbly.
Bryce Wilson will pitch the series finale for Milwaukee against the Tigers on Sunday. Host Steve Stricker and Ernie Els lead the AmFam Championship at University Ridge at 9-under par after the second day. Wisconsin native Jerry Kelly, a two-time champion in the event, is tied for fourth place, three shots back of the leaders. The event wraps up today. And the Boston Celtics and Dallas Mavericks are back at it tonight in Game 2 of the NBA Finals. The Celtics have a 1-0 lead in the series. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Starting off with sunshine, but a few clouds gathering this afternoon. Highs warming to the lower 70s, a northwest breeze. Tonight, mostly clear skies as our lows bottom out in the mid-40s. On Monday, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine around the area and highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 55.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's week two of Joe Biden's top 100. We've covered the economy. Next up, education. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
It's drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Council.
AM 1400
WRJN. All right, back we are with hour two of the Music of the Stars. Now the month is rushing ahead, and well, the good thing about that, spring's ready to end in summer. Big deal, right? One day seems like another, especially with all the rain. Oh, rain. Must be something good about all that rain. Oh, yeah, the lawnmower sales are way up. I'm Lou Regani. And Nat Cole.
Because of rain, I fell in love with you. The raindrops seemed to want to help me too. Because of rain, we stayed indoors and watched it pour. That's how I found the one that I adore. Because of rain, we stole a kiss or two. Cloudy day gave way to skies of blue. We must thank the misty, moisty window pane. We found our love because thank you. stole a kiss or two. The cloudy day gave way to skies of blue. We must thank the misty, moisty window pane. We found our love because of rain.
Nat Cole had a hand in writing those lyrics. To get back to some of the Oscar winners and losers. The year 1939, I think you know where this is going. Irving Berlin had a song from Second Fiddle, Rudy Valley, Mary Healy, Sonia Henney, Tyrone Power. Nominated. Oscar, here it is.
I poured my heart into a song, and when you hear it, please remember from the start, you won't be hearing just the words and tune of a song. You will be listening to my my heart into a song, and I'm afraid the words I chose are not so smart. I couldn't think of clever things to say in my song. I had to say it with my heart. If it's never played on the hit parade, it will still contain a heart that is beating true. If it's not a hit, I won't mind a bit, long as it conveys the love that I bear for you. Here is my heart wrapped in a song, and if you take it, please don't tear my song apart. For if you do, you won't be just destroying a song. You will be tearing up my heart. If you take it, please don't tear my song apart. For if you do, you won't be just destroying a song. You will be tearing up my heart.
Actually sang that to start it off, the movie Second Fiddle. And he learned the keyboard, not just for this movie, but the later one, 1957, the Eddie Duchin's story. Now, that piano he's playing didn't have any strings. But the fingering was convincing enough that the critic said, yeah, he's really playing. No, he's not. And he began to sing those lyrics. Irving Berlin, the music of the star. Artie Shaw. Oscar nominee, 1939, Irving Berlin. Forgotten. No, I mean the song. Oh, when I was a kid, I went to one of the outdoor theaters in Kenosha. I think it was the mid-city. And I saw Gulliver's Travels, a reissue, and it was some great music in there. And that was one of the nominees. It's all about, well, the giant Gulliver. And he lands on an island where they're arguing over the national anthem. Not ours, that island's anthem. And one king wants Faithful, and the other one wants a tune called Forever. And they argue so much, they go to war. Neighboring islands. And, of course, Gulliver steps in. He tells them all to get along. Both songs are pretty nice. So they merge the songs. And it works out pretty good. The Fleischer Studios, competitive to Walt Disney at the time. Well, here's the one version. Imagine going to war over a song. Well, why not? They go to war about everything. That's Jessica Dragonette and a clip from the cartoon. Okay, I shouldn't call it a cartoon. It's an animated drama. And the other king says, my anthem is better than yours, because they're getting familial. You see, the two kings, the prince and the other one's daughter, princess, are getting married. So which anthem should we use? That's the premise. Well, both anthems are pretty good. And here's the other one.
Smiling.
ideas, they put both songs together and suddenly there's peace. Don't you wish it could be so easy in real life? Here's the Oscar nominee. For the 1939 Academy Award. Good song, but when you got The Wizard of Oz to go up against, Glenn Miller had a hit with them. No, I mean Faithful Forever. Ray Eberle does the honor. Leo Robin, Ralph Ranger. Yeah. 1939 Oscar nominee. One more to go before you get to the one you're waiting for. The Music of the Stars. We're going to be resuming this Oscar winners and losers each program, which, by the way, is on Sundays, 7 till noon Central Time from WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network worldwide, civicmedia.us. Charles Boyer, 1939. Buddy De Silva. And Irene Dunne. Here's a clip from the movie, Love Affair. Irene Dunne is a nurse in a hospital. Oscar nominee Buddy De Silva, Glenn Miller. We'll be right back.
it so. Just keep on wishing, and cares will go. Dreamers tell us dreams come true. It's no mistake, and wishes are the dreams we dream when we're awake. The curtain of night will part. If you are certain within your heart. So if you wish long enough, wish strong enough, you will come to know. Wishing will make it so.
That ballad by Harold Arlen, and Yip Harburg did the lyrics. And that got the Oscar, and deservedly so, I know. She sings it about 5 minutes after the picture starts. I recall some decades ago going to the Golden Rondel in Racine for a revival. There was not a seat to be had. That black and white MGM logo appeared on the screen. Hundreds of people immediately burst into applause. That's how well loved that picture is. Harold and Yip, they worked together. And Yip said, I was inspired by a ballad for a little girl in trouble, wanted to get away from where she lived. Dry, colorless farm. She'd never seen anything in her life except, well, the rainbow. And he was in a car while his wife was driving. And that melody came to him there. That's how these things happen, I guess.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
cut that, can you believe? Oh, it doesn't fit. Harold Arlen said the song stays. And stay it. And it'll always stay, huh? Can you imagine Wizard of Oz without that? No, me neither.
Thank you.
4 nominees that year. Next week, continuing with 9. Which one? Oh, yeah. Pinocchio won, of course, for 1940. Lee Harline, Ned Washington. Ned did the lyrics for The High and the Mighty. He did a couple. Played them last week. Cranked out the tunes, didn't they? Crawford.
Where there is time, there is tomorrow. Somewhere in time, all sorrows pass to memory.
See you.
someone's waiting somewhere in
or so ago, I was at the Gateway Theater in Chicago for a get-together of the Insight Group. Somewhere in Time enthusiasts. And they had some of the actors there, musicians. Partially filmed in Chicago. Stars. Stand by for news and weather.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love, is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Music of the Stars, Nat King Cole, CBS News next. Next week, more Oscar winners and losers, and a few surprises down the line every week. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, where you get informed and entertained. And we're on the the air worldwide. CivicMedia.us. After news, I'll tell you about the Big Deal Store. Big Deal Store. Deal Store. News from the Columbia Broadcasting System.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.